Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 17th, 2009. These messages are prepared by Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We are a married couple. We've been married 33 years. Today, I will be doing the reading, though. Brooksine has somewhat of a cold and did not feel like reading along, although she did help with the preparation. Today's message is titled, "The Light Has Come." And it's based on a couple scripture texts from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 4, and chapter 3, verse 19. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. One of my favorite childhood Christmas memories is when my family would all pile in the car and drive around looking at Christmas lights. We lived in the Kansas City, Missouri area, and one place we would always go to was the Country Club Plaza, which had the most elaborate lights in the area, probably amongst the most elaborate in the country. That was nearly 50 years ago, and the plaza still has marvelous Christmas lighting, as illustrated by a beautiful photo I posted today. We have many beautiful Christmas light displays in our area as well. We have elaborate formal displays such as Hershey Sweet Lights in nearby Hershey, Pennsylvania. There are many homes, trees, and shrubbery intricately decorated. Near Elizabethtown along 283, the four-lane highway from Lancaster to Harrisburg, an entire dairy farm is lit up to look like a miniature Christmas village. Even a farm machinery dealer is all lit up. One of our favorite sights is seeing the Star of Bethlehem lit up on the top of a silo. You can see them from long distances off. And not too far away, we have Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, known as the Christmas City. Each street lamp post is decorated with a real lighted Christmas tree. Here in our home, we also have all types of lights, though we've scaled back over the years. Besides the lighted Christmas tree, we have a lighted wreath and star on our barn door, various lighted figurines, window candles, and many scented Christmas candles. I think Brooksine may have an addiction to scented candles. This year, we added a large outdoor lighted angel my Uncle Don made and gave to us when we visited him and my Aunt Mary this summer in Louisville, Kentucky. Light has long been a symbolic theme of the Christmas season based upon various biblical texts, such as those used today. Today's second text states that light has come into the world. That's the essence of the Christmas story. A battle has long been raging and continues to do so even more furiously, it seems. You see, the Bible fundamentally teaches that, number one, the Almighty God is the Creator, Ruler, Redeemer, and Judge over the entire universe, and that He has revealed His will for man through His Word, and He has established non-arbitrary laws governing the conduct of His creation. Well, by contrast, the secular humanist worldview that so dominates here in the West fundamentally asserts that, well, God is merely a religious figment, or whatever one wants to believe, if anything. The Bible is at best just a collection of good stories, sometimes handy to make political points, we see, but certainly not the rule of authority in our lives. And a third aspect of this secular humanist worldview is that the rule of the Bible and its laws are merely arbitrary and subjective. They require ongoing revision by the whims of men. Well, we see this ancient battle between these two opposing worldviews rising to a fevered pitch. Our world is in desperate need of true heaven-sent revival. The daily verse is so powerful and illuminating to our time. Light has come into the world. Interestingly, the Greek has the definite article the before light, and I believe this is significant. Thus it would read, "The light has come into the world, but the darkness." And that light is Jesus Christ in the epistles and the Gospel of John, and I have a number of verses that support that. In Christ's incarnation, indeed, the light came into the world. But the darkness continues with this easily observable truth as we continue the verse. But men loved darkness instead of the light. Again, the definite article is in the Greek part of both the light and the darkness. This is a matter of fact statement that explains much about human nature and the conditions in our fallen world. Because we are created with a free will, many have chosen to walk in the darkness. Some who are raised in a world of darkness and have never even been exposed to the light. But tragically, some are raised in the light of God's Word and yet choose to reject the light and wander into darkness. In doing so, their vision adjusts to the darkened surroundings. Attitudes are formed and patterns established within that setting. They grow into a comfortable relationship with the darkness. It's home to them. They indeed love the darkness, as the Bible says. Perhaps that's because expectations are lowered and that which is done in secret is more easily obscured. People in darkness do that which comes natural to the flesh rather than that which comes from the Spirit of God. Well, we who live and seek to live in the glorious light of Jesus Christ marvel that anyone would choose to be a companion of darkness, but they do so because their deeds are evil. In fact, the text continues, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." That's John 3:20. If they come into the light, they must deal with their evil deeds. They must confess and repent, as have all true children of God. This season, as we celebrate the glorious birth of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, may we truly love the light rather than the darkness. We no longer keep our sin, quote, under wrap, end quote, hidden in the darkness, but we have exposed it by confessing it to Jesus. May we be among those who have believed the truth concerning Jesus Christ. And I conclude with the last verse from a three-verse phrase, John 3:21. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Join with me in a word of prayer that Brookstein has written. Jesus, as I live by the truth of your radiant light, I am reminded again of the spiritual transformation that took place when my sins were exposed and you replaced my human nature with your divine nature. Now my roots grow deep into the light of your gospel, causing me to draw up nourishment from you so that I may grow in faith, becoming strong and vigorous in this glorious new life in Christ. Thank you for canceling my sin debt when you were nailed to the cross on my behalf. I'm forever grateful that you came to seek me out and save me when I was lost in sin. I'm so glad to be walking in the light of your truth. Shine, Jesus, shine through me. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Brookstein did get up early today, and she actually came down with something yesterday and was not able to join me on my chaplain visitations, and still seems a little bit weary today. Of course, she had a very busy long weekend with her choir presentation as the choir director. Well, again, this is a ministry that we share together. We're at dailyencouragement.net on the web. We post these messages along with photos and supplemental links each weekday morning. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, December 17th, 2009. We do post a couple more links to videos from our Christmas musical, and one is a duet that Brookstein and our friend Mike Book sang, titled "The Lord Has Been Kind." The other one we post today, it really relates better to today's message actually, is called "Beautiful Star of Bethlehem," which is an older Christmas carol that I'm not sure I've been too familiar with except for this musical, but it's not a recently written song. Well, I refer to several places today that are kind of famous for Christmas lighting, and I went ahead and looked up the links for those that might be interesting. The Kansas City's Country Club Plaza, I refer to in the opening paragraph, Hershey Sweet Lights in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and Christmas in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. All of these are available as a link if you're curious for a little bit more information. Well, I'm getting long, even though I'm not sharing the message with Brooksy today. I hope you have a blessed Christmas and that you indeed live in the light of Jesus Christ.